talking about the situation with Ukraine. In the Standing Watch program, I pointed out that Germany is terribly relying on, dependent on Russia. And because of that, they are not willing to do the kind of things which in other cases they could have done and many feel should have done. The Daily Mail wrote on January 24 that if Russia does invade and with thousands of troops and material massed on the border, that could happen any day, the whole Western political class should hang their hats in shame. Now, it was announced yesterday on ABC News. I don't know whether you watched that with David Muir in the evening, so he has the world news, and he made a big announcement. Oh, Mr. Biden is going to send troops now to defend, I guess, Ukraine, and he is sending U.S. troops to bolster the NATO presence in Eastern Europe. And I thought, oh, well, he is. So I looked this up. Look what he's doing. Deutsche Welle wrote, U.S. President Joe Biden said Friday he will soon send a small number of U.S. troops there. He says, I'll be moving troops to Eastern Europe and the NATO countries in the near term, not too many, he told him. It also stated, it was stated that he does not foresee U.S. troops moving into Ukraine. So, I mean, whatever troops he's going to send there, and some talk about 8,500 troops, if it's that many, they stand towards, or in comparison to, by now 130,000 troops of the Russians. All right. The Daily Mail also wrote this. Biden warned an attack is likely to commit or to come in February when the ground freezes solid. And this would allow Putin's tanks to roll in. So he knows that. He expects that. Militarily, nothing is being done. Well, I mean, some feel nothing should be done. And I'm not talking about from a spiritual standpoint here. I'm talking strictly from a human standpoint. They're talking about sanctions. What sanctions? It's not going to be SWIFT. I mean, SWIFT is international banking system. They're not going to do that because both America and Germany would be the ones who would be suffering the most if they would kick Russia out. So some say, oh, we are going to target Putin personally. He couldn't care less. He is a multi-billionaire, from what we understand. So he couldn't care less if they have any financial sanctions against him. So sanctions won't work. They won't deter him at all. And just about everybody knows that. But then I found very interesting that Mail Online has pulled together expert opinion and open source information to lay out the strongman's, Putin's, likely options from cyber attacks and sabotage to assaults on ports, nuclear reactors, the seizure of key military bases and infrastructure such as power plants and bridges. Defending all this is the daunting task facing Ukraine's military if Putin decides to take the plunge. Now, they actually published three charts. I have them right here. Three charts of them. You may want to go to the Daily Mail, actually, and I'm pretty sure it's still on there. And they talk about these different options as to what Putin might very well do. And one of them, of course, is a blitzkrieg, and others are more differentiated. None of which is good news for either Ukraine or the West. And that brings me to the next statement, which was published by Reuters yesterday. It says, Russia's military buildup near Ukraine has expanded to include supplies of blood, along with other medical materials that would allow it to treat casualties. They say disclosure of blood supplies adds a level of detail that experts say is critical to determining Russian military readiness. An ally of Vladimir Putin said that if we are to invade Ukraine, it will last for 48 hours, no longer. Ukraine will be defeated within 48 hours, was their idea. And what I now felt very interesting, and which is extremely important in light of what is being prophesied, Germany is looked upon as a key in all of this. Express wrote on January 29. Russia and Ukraine's growing tension has an 80% chance of erupting into a full-blown conflict by the end of February, former US Army Chief Ben Hodges warned. The only thing that is going to stop it is if Germany and the rest of Europe 100% force squared against what Russia is doing. Germany is the key. Germany, they don't have the self-confidence right now. They don't know who they are in Europe. He also suggested that Vladimir Putin might look to wait until the end of February before pushing ahead with any military action in Ukraine. The two big factors are the Beijing Winter Olympics. I don't imagine he's going to want to upstage his friend's big show. He waited until the end of the Sochi Olympics in 2014 before he invaded Ukraine. The other thing, of course, is getting everything in place. So an 80% chance, according to this person here, that he will invade Ukraine by the end of February after the Winter Olympics have ended. Now, if Germany is the key, then the fate of Ukraine is set. Then they are doomed. Why do I say that? Focus wrote on January 29, and it was a German article, so I translate that with the help of the Google translator into English, saying the following. The Western world is behind Ukraine, except for the Germans. Now, this is a German publication. The failed delivery of 5,000 steel helmets. Now, of course, I talked about that joke in the Standing Watch program. The failed delivery of 5,000 steel helmets not only caused jokes in the US media, but also made the Americans doubt the federal government's foreign policy abilities. Is Germany a reliable US partner? The Wall Street Journal answered the question already in its headline with a clear no. Also talked about that in the Standing Watch. The conservative daily newspaper is by no means alone with this opinion. Left and right-wing US media currently seem to be in agreement. The American press reacted with astonishment and were in some cases stunned by Germany's hesitant attitude to the Ukraine crisis. Open criticism of the federal government is getting louder and louder. The New York Times calls Olaf Scholz's attitude, he is the new chancellor of Germany, belonging to the party of the SPD. So they called Olaf Scholz's attitude towards Ukraine a shambles. Bloomberg News also describes the German chancellor as the weakest link in the Ukraine crisis. No pun intended here. Berlin puts Russia's interests ahead of those of the West, according to the Wall Street Journal. Continuing, cheap natural gas and the appeasement of Putin are more important to the Germans than their solidarity with allied democracies. It is hardly understandable that President Joe Biden continues to call Germany America's most important ally. There can no longer be any talk of a credible partner. The Germans as reliable allies? This image is becoming increasingly difficult to believe. NBC concludes and wonders whether Germany's focus is on its relations with America and Europe or on those with Russia. Now, we have been saying, I don't know for how many years, that a European unity under German leadership will develop. Ultimately, it will be 10 nations or groups of nations, the so-called core nations, under German leadership. And they will give their power, their authority to a German or Austrian leader called the Beast. And this will be in opposition to America and Canada and England and New Zealand and Australia and maybe some of the other English-speaking nations. Before I go on, let me also say this. You know, right now we are seeing an interesting change in leadership all over the world. Mr. Netanyahu is in big, you know, of course he had to step down, and of course he is being accused of having done all kinds of improper criminal things, and they actually wanted to work out a deal according to which then he would have to step down for 7 years. He said, no, I'm not going to do that. The other side didn't want to do it either. So he is already at this point not really in focus. Mr. Boris Johnson is fighting for his survival. No, nobody knows how long he is going to stay in power still. We have Mr. Berlusconi in Italy. He just announced that he is not going to run again. We have, of course, others whom we have looked at in the past. Mr. Kurz in Austria has stepped aside from politics. In the past, we looked at somebody like Franz Josef Strauß, and he died. Jörg Haider, he died. And so there are many we have been looking at as interesting leaders. And of course, it seems like what is happening here? You know, we have to just wait and see. Of course, you know, some of those who I've mentioned, you know, they couldn't be the beast anyway because they're not of German or Austrian descent. But, you know, there are also some prophecies talking about that within a month certain leaders might die, and we'll have to just wait and see who they are. So the point is, rather than trying to figure out exactly who is what and what position they are taking, and also most certainly not dates. I mean, I remember one leader of a church group who is now dead had prognosticated that in 2017 Christ would be back. Well, it's 2021. He's still not back. Now it's 2022 for that matter. So, I mean, again, we have to just wait and see. We don't know how quickly things are going. But what we are seeing is certain developments are taking place. And that brings me to the next and last article I want to point out, and that was published today by Bild Online. Now, again, it was in German. Here is an English translation. And it's talking about ex-chancellor and Putin friend Gerhard Schröder. Now, again, he was one of the former chancellors of Germany, SPD. The same party Mr. Scholz is in right now. So he, according to this article, apparently no longer has any inhibitions when it comes to twisting the facts in the Ukraine crisis. While the world looks on in fear at the approximately 130,000 Russian soldiers who could invade Ukraine at any time, Schröder accuses Ukraine of fueling the conflict and provoking Putin's revenge. "I really hope that the saber rattling in Ukraine will finally stop," he said. "What I have to hear is that also about blame being laid on Germany because of the reasonable rejection of arms deliveries that sometimes knocks the bottom out of the barrel." And then the article points out, only someone can speak that way who makes a lot of money as top manager of the state-owned companies Nord Stream 2 and Rosneft. And of course the opposition is upset, and Norbert Röttgen from the CDU said that Schröder is nothing but Putin's paid henchman. But that's the opposition. I'm talking about the leading party, leading Germany, the SPD under Scholz. I haven't heard much about Schröder from them. So the point is, the situation in Germany and the way Germany looks at this is completely, totally different than what, for instance, the United States or the United Kingdom is looking at. Israel has now alerted the 20,000 Israelis living there in the Ukraine to register on a special website in case they have to evacuate. So what all of this does, and I pointed out in the Standing Watch, it doesn't even have to be an invasion of Russia. Ultimately, they're going to be together. Russia and Ukraine are going to be together in opposition to Europe. We know that because the Bible prophesies that, clearly reveals it. However, that's going to happen. But what this does is already further alienation between America on the one hand, Germany on the other, something which has been prophesied all along. When Biden came to power, occupied the White House, and the feeling was, oh, well, now it's all going to change. The relationship is going to be much better. It's gotten worse. First, when it comes to the Afghanistan debacle, and now this. And as we also pointed out in our update, Europe, under German leadership, is now very much interested in building an army, a powerful army, in opposition to, that's what I am saying right now, in opposition to America and England. And this is something we should watch. We don't know how long we still have. We don't know how quickly it's going to be. I personally know, and you should know, that we are much faster moving now than we have ever moved in this prophetic direction. So just keep that in mind. And let's not look at the Ukraine situation as something which is of no interest to the United States of America. I mean, Tucker Carlson recently made all kinds of strange comments on his Fox News channel as if we don't have to worry about Ukraine and the situation there. I don't know where he's getting this from. Of course, he doesn't understand the Bible. That's for sure. He doesn't understand what's prophesied.